You're holding that Nunte Samar Aleph. The Mishnah starts off, Yesh Tumas Shemen Levoino. There are some Menachos that you have to have both oil put into it and the Levoino put on top of it. Shemen Velo Levoino. Some Menachos only need Shemen and do not need Levoino. And there are some Menachos that's Levoino Velo Shemen, the opposite. You only need Levoino and you do not need Shemen. And Lo Shemen Velo Levoino. There are some Menachos that do not need both. It's Lo Shemen and Lo Levoino. Now the Mishnah explains. The Elu, these are the Menachos that are tunas Shemen and Levoino. That you need both Shemen and Levoino. That Minchas Ha'Felus, that to regular Mincha, Rashi says, the Misnadev Mincha Stam, somebody is Misnadev to bring Stam and Mincha. So Stam and Mincha is maybe Yisor and Felus. You have to bring an Yisor and full of fine flour. The Shemen, you pour oil into it, or Levoino. Or Boila, you mix it up. The cleanse, and then you make a tzimitzah to Moshe Yichai the way it is right now. And now this, the passage says, Shemen Levoino. Here it says clearly. That's called the Stam Mincha Sarfeles, that you have to have both Shemen and Levoino. Now the Amachavas, that's the Mincha made in the frying pan. The Amacheshes, the one made in the regular deep pan. The Hachalos, so you have Chalos, or a Kikun, if you have wafers. Now all these Menoches need Shemen and Levoino, and the Pshat is, we learn it out from the Stam Mincha. By Stam Mincha, so clearly Shemen and Levoino, these Menachos also need Shemen and Levoino. Then the Mishnah says, like, Minchas Kanem, the same Allah applies to a Mincha that a Kohen brings, because it's not able to bring Stam a Kohen, or else the Minchas, a Kohen Mashiach, that's the Minchas Chavitim, that a Kohen Golda brings every single day, also needs both Shemen and Levoino. Or Minchas Goyim, if a Goy would bring a Mincha, who are doing the Minchas Noshim, a Venetius Mestana to bring your Mincha, or Minchas Shema, the Mincha that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the Shishas of Benisim, that's Poskosis says clearly, it says over there, when a Sartor Le Shemen, the Samtor Le Levoino. So in all these Menachos, you have to have Shemen and Levoino. Now, Minchas Nesachim, a Mincha that's brought with the korban of a behema, the korban oiler, let's say, needs a mincha brought with it, then the loch is tuna shemen, but we ain't tuna levoino. You only have to have shemen, but not levoino. Because by minchas pesachim, it says shemen and does not say levoino. Therefore, we know you do not have to have levoino. What's going to be with the lechem aponim that's brought every Shabbos, toyin levoino, we ain't toyin shemen, lechem aponim. It's made from chametz, it's made from the wheat, the flour and water, and you put levoino on top of shtei bezichim, but no shemen. The entire shemen, shtei halechem. What's going to be the luck about the shtei halechem is brought on shruas, or at minchas chayta, when a chayta brings a mincha, and the oni by korban oil v'yerid, when the oni brings the korban mincha, or else a minchas kenois when a seita has to bring a mincha. On these three, so the Mishnah says lo shemen v'lo levoino. You do not need not shemen in this mincha, no oil, and no adin, no levoino in the mincha. Now the Gemara says, Omer apropo, kol heicho de tanan, efa tanan. Wherever it says you have to bring these chalas, it means 10 of them. So that our Mishnah says, the different menachos stam, a mincha sachemis, or we had a machvas and a macheshes, so all those, they come from an isor and a flour, and it has to be divided down, baked into 10 different breads. So esa tanan means it has to be 10 of the same type, and the chiddush is even the type that's baked in the oven, which could easily be made from chalas or from a kikin, but it has to be 10 of the same. Either you can make 10 chalas, or else make 10 rikikin, 10 wafers. But the chiddush is not 5 and 5. So therefore, Papa is teaching us that lafukim in the Rebbe Shimon, not like Rebbe Shimon, the yom that Rebbe Shimon holds, machza chalois or machza rikikin yovi. Yes, you're allowed to bring 5 chalas and 5 rikikin. Even though it has to be baked in 10, it doesn't have to all 10 be the same. It could be 5 and 5. Commandments from London, that the law, that's what Papa's Kiddush know, and our Mishnah means Esther, the same type. That she says, commandments from the Papa, the whole Menocha is the Masnissin, Esther Ninu. Tach chalois, Esther chalois, Vachter Kikin, Esther Kikin. Because the Chiddush is just like the other ones. Just like by Macheshes or Machvas, there's no choice. It all has to be ten of the same. The same thing when it says chalas from a kikin of the Mishnah also means the same. There's no choice. Either you bring a mincha of chalas, ten of them, or a mincha of a kikin, ten of them. Tanu Rabban went like this. The pasuk says, "V'nasato lo shemen, v'lo yalechem aparim shemen." We make the deed to say only on this you put shemen, and not on lechem aparim. So Rashi says, we're talking about here the mincha soimer. The mincha toimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach. So the pasuk says, "V'nasato lo shemen on the mincha soimer, we put shemen." So the deed to say, "V'lo yalechem aparim," but the lechem aparim that's brought every Shabbos that does not need shemen. Shiyoch, that's not what I would have thought to say. For a loydin, really it's a swell like this. Oma minchas mesochim. Madach, the mincha that comes by with the korban. Ma minchas mesochim. Shein the tuna levoina. You do not have to have any levoina with it. Still, tuna shemen. Still, you have to have shemen with a minchas mesochim. If so, lechem upon him. The lechem is whatever Shabbos. Shetol levoina. The deal of the din is you have to have two bezichim full of levoina. If so, Ein Adin, isn't it a sword to say Sheto and Shemin? You have to have Shemin on it also. So, how do I know that it's not like this? Talmud Leimah, therefore the Postah says that Mincha Soimer, Oleho, an extra Postah called Leho, extra word to teach us, Oleho, Shemin, only on the Mincha Soimer do you have to have Shemin, but V'lo Yalechem upon him. Lechem upon him does not need Shemin, V'lo Yalechem upon him Shemin, even though the Lechem upon him has Levoina, the Postah says, but I call upon him Shemin and not. That's the extra pasuk. Then the pasuk says by mincha soimer, v'samto lehel levoino. By the mincha soimer, you have to put shemen, and also you have to put levoino. But again, it says next to word olehel, v'samto lehel levoino. So the vehicle here also, olehel levoino. Only on the mincha soimer do you have to have levoino. But v'loi al minchas nesachim levoino. But al minchas nesachim, even though shemen it needs, but levoino not. The minchas nesachim does not need levoino. How do I know it from? From the section post that it says the mincha soimer v'samto le'al levoina, only on the mincha soimer and not on the minchas nesachim that comes with the korban. Because without this pasuk, sheyochol, I would have thought to say, v'aloi dinu, really it's a swell like this. Oma lechem aponim sheinoi toin shemen. The lechem aponim every Shabbos does not need shemen. Still toin levoina, you have to put levoina the shnei bezichim levoina. If so, minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes with the korban, she'atuna shemen, you have to put shemen on it. Is ein adin, isn't it a svar to say she'aton levoina? She also have to have levoina. So maybe I would say you need levoina by the minchas nesachim. And this Talmud leimer itself, a mincha soimer, oleho. So diik is oleho levoina. Only on the mincha soimer you have to have levoina. V'lo ya minchas nesachim. But on the mincha of nesachim, you do not have to have levoina. Shemen, yes, but not levoina. Now, mincha, the pasuk gives up, samto le levoina, mincha he, says that this mincha saim is called the mincha. What's the chiddush of mincha? Le rabbis, minchas shmini le levoina. That's by the eighth day of the meluyim, by the yom akomes hamishkan. So Rashi says, dechsiv he be yom hashmini, dechsiv shov yayel lishlamim, lezboyach o mincha blu levashemim. You have to have a mincha, but they are mixed in with shemen. So the rabbis at that minchas shmini also needs levoina, even though the pasuk only says by the minchas of shmini you need shemen, but we're making this deek now levoina also needs levoina. When the pasuk ends off, it says mincha he. It says the word he, so we'll do with the word he again. This is all by the minchas oimer that the pasuk says v'nasat ole shemen v'nasat v'samt ole levoina mincha he. So what's the word he? Is lohoitzi shtei halechem shloyitanu loy shemen v'loy levoina. It's neighbor or not that the shtei halechem that's brought on Shavuos does not need not shemen and not levoina. That's mincha hi. All here by the mincha soimer you have to have shemen and levoina. But by another mincha, no. And that's by the shtei halechem we do not need shemen and not levoina. So that's how we know the dinim of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, oh mama, what we just said before, Oleh shemen. It says by the mincha soimer, put shemen on it. We're making a diet. V'loy alechem upon him, and not on the chalas that come on Shabbos. V'loy alechem upon him shemen. So first question: how do you know to make this diet? Emma, why don't I say like this rather? Oleh shemen. That on the mincha soimer the shemen. V'loy al minchas kanim shemen. But maybe not on the Mincha the Kohen brings. Maybe a Mincha the Kohen brings does not need Shemen. Like how come the Mishnah said Minchas Kanim needs both Shemen and Levoino? Why don't I say the word Shemeni is coming lafuke, or Leo Shem is coming lafuke, Minchas Kohanim? And maybe the Lechem Aponim needs Shemen. Tzmura says no. Mistavet Tzmura Vesvara, Minchas Kanim Hevel Rebuye. Tzmura Vesvara said that Minchas Kanim should also need Shemen. Why? Shekei Nisorin, because it's also comes from Nisorin, worth of flour. And Rashi explains that Kol HaMenachis comes in Nisorin, a flour, and the same thing, the Oimer is also a Sira Sefer. Abba by Lechem HaPonim Ksiv, Shnei Yisroinim Yiyu Achala. There has to be from two Yisroinim. As Moritz Tavor said that the Minchas Kanim should be done with the Minchas Oimer, and will be La Fukei, that the Lechem HaPonim has different Alocha. Secondly, Kli. Rashi says, Kol HaMenachis Tuna Kli Lolish, prepare Shtia Lechem. That you have to need it in a kli, but the lechem aponim and the need the shell of a tanner. But lechem aponim first gets its kedusha by the tanner. The kli you need it in has no kedusha. So therefore, minchas kanim is more damit to the minchas oimer. Chutz that Rashi says kol hamnochis avodosan bachutz. All the menochis you can make them outside the base of midish. Avol lechem aponim sidur beheichol. You have to make sadur it inside the heichol. Means chutz doesn't mean outside the base of midrash. It means in the base of midrash, not inside the penim. Here, the lechem aponim that goes inside the heichal, goes inside the penim. So it's different than a minchas kanim and from a minchas oimer. Vitzura. So vitzura Rashi means the way it looks. So Rashi Chuz Mashbe mean that all other menachos are the psul of lina, the kotchi gadashim heim, and therefore they're only nechal el liyum just that one day. But lechem aponim faker, the same with Allah Shulchan, mishabbos l'shabbos, so lechem aponim is different halacha. Then hagosha, you have to bring the mincha towards the mizbeach. First, all menachos toyin hagosha. Lechem aponim, though, are not toyin hagosha. Therefore, the sword of lechem aponim should be different. V'ishim, all the menachos, there's what to be burnt. There's a kmitz at least. The minchas kanim, no thing is burnt. Minchas oimer has the kmitz that's burnt. Ma'ashenkin, lechem aponim, no part of the mincha, no part of lechem is burnt. That the Svarta say lechem aponim should be different and minchas kanim should be shavah to the minchas oimer. The Gemara says no adrab, just the opposite way. Lechem aponim hevel rebuye. Maybe the Svarta say the lechem aponim should be like the minchas oimer. Maybe it also needs shemen. Why? Shekein tziburei. It's also a korban tzibah, just like the minchas oimer is a korban tzibah. The lechem aponim on Shabbos is also a korban tzibah. Chayva. There's a chayv to bring it. Tumeya, since it's a korban tzibah, it's brought by tumah also. Versus oimer shtelech lechavonim chayva, and it's also deiches tumah. Ma'ashen kein minchas kanim is not deiches tumah. And the ochil that both the shiuri oimer is what to be eaten by the kanim, and the same thing lechem aponim is what to be eaten by the kanim. Ma'ashen kein minchas kanim is kula kol, those things is burnt. So every minchas kanim should be different. Tigul, there's also in the shiurei of an oimer when noig tigul, since the kmitza, the kmitz is matter the oimer, therefore there's a matirim you make tigul. Same thing lechem aponim also when noig tigul, because the bezichim is what's matter it. Ma'ashen kein by minchas kanim, those things is burnt, there's no matter, therefore there's no tigul by minchas kanim. So maybe minchas kanim should be different. And the Shabbato, that the Oimer is brought even on Shabbos, if it comes out on Shabbos. And the same thing, the Lechem Aponim. Ma'ashen kein, Minchas Kanim are not brought on Shabbos. So maybe Minchas Kanim should be Lafuka, there's no Shemen. Tzmura says, no, Mistavra Nefesh, it's more of a sour and more of a sour to say, Nefesh. So Rashi explains that Astam Mincha, Ksiv Nefesh, Lamadnu, the Chol Menachos, Yochid, Torn Shemen. That says the parsha of all menachos tam means a korban yochid usually needs shemen. So that's more of a starver to say that the minchas kanim does need shemen, and therefore lafuke what does not need is called the minchas the lechem aponim. Amama, what we just said before also ole olavoino onyanu oimer you would need lavoino for loya minchas nesachim. But a korban that's brought, or the minchas is brought with the korban, does not need levoino. V'lo ya minchas nesachim levoino. For the more why? Aimer, why not like this better? Ole levoina. Top of the minchas same, we have to put levoina. But v'loya minchas kahanim levoina. But maybe minchas kahanim does not need levoina. Smor says no. Mistav, it's more mistavro. Minchas kahanim hemu rebuy. It's more mistavro. Minchas kahanim should be daima to a minchas same that needs levoina. Shekein yisar when they both come, yisar an amount of flour. V'lula, it's mixed up. V'lug with this amount of shemen. Mugash is a mitzvah sagosho. V'galatma comes by itself. Lafuke minchas nesochim, it comes because of the korban. Gemara says, Adra, maybe the opposite way. Minchas nesochim hevelu rebuya. Maybe it's more to say, just like the minchas oiner needs levoina, maybe minchas nesochim also needs levoina. You know why? Shekein tziburay echoiva. They're both the korban tzibur, the minchas nesochim by korban atoida, the korban atomid every day is brought. And oimer is a minchas tzibur, echoiva is a chayv to bring it. The Yitma sits to Korban Tzibah, the Chetumah, the Shabbat, even bring it on Shabbos also. So Mar still says no, Mistavra Nefesh, it's still a sword to say that a Minchas Kanim, which is a Yochid, when a Yochid brings a Mincha, he's daima to a regular Stam Mincha, it says the word Nefesh there, so it's more Mistavra to say that the Mincha that a Kohen brings, since he's a Yochid, his Mincha needs all the things that a regular Mincha needs. And since a regular Mincha needs, Shemen, a Stam Mincha needs, Shemen and Levoina, it's a svara to say that Minchas Kanim also needs both. And therefore, we come Lafuke, it must mean that a Mincha that's not for Yochid. So, Mimayet, Minchas Nesachim, it doesn't come with Chalatzmai, or else a Minchas Lechem Aponim, or else the, Lechem Aponim. Now it says, Mincha Lerabbis, Mincha Shmini. That it says an extra word mincha by the mincha soimer, says the word mincha rabbis that the mincha is brought the yom shemini shemaluyim akamas amishkan, also you have to have lulavoina. The rest of the question, v'yema, why don't I say lulahitzi? Maybe no, maybe some teachers mincha, only this mincha needs lulavoina. But not the mincha shemini. Suppose it's a high mind, how can you say that? If it's coming to include the minchas shmini shop, it's very good. It's a chiddush to say that needs levoina. It's a chiddush here. But if you want to tell me though, lohitzi that the word here of minchas coming to teach us that by the minchas shmini of the meluyim, you do not have to have levoina. Lomeli, what do I need a pasuk to go together for? The chur it's simple. Sure, mi doris lo yafinin. I do not learn out sure from doris. I do not learn out one from the other. So it's pshita, you would not have to have it. I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. Say, Alamai, the pasuk mincha must be teaching us l'rabbis that yes, I need it. Then we say, he, it says at the end of the pasuk, he, mincha, he, lo'itzi shtei alechem, at the shtei alechem is one shuis, shle yitinu, le'shem of le'levoina, does not need both. Does not need shem and not levoina. So that's the question, why? For Yema, why don't I say, lo'itzi minchas kanim? Let's like yes before, let's say the word he is coming to tell us that minchas kanim does not need anything. Smur says no, Mistavra Minchas Kanim Hevel Rebuyim. Why again the Svar Zasha Kein Yisarin? It comes from 1/10 of an Yisarin, Yisarin Eifa, 1/10 of an Eifa flour. Kli, you have to put it into a Kli like the other Menachis. It has its Kedusha through the Kli. Lafuka, the Shtei Lechem has its Kedusha through the Afiyas and the Tanner. Matzah, the Yoka Matzah, Machin the Shtei Lechem comes Chomitz. The etzem, it comes because of itself. Mashek and the shnei lechem comes because of the shnei kvasim. Hagosha is the mitzvah hagosha, not by shnei lechem. Vishim, there's what to be burnt by minchas kana, by the minchas seimer. There's a kemitza, and by oimer, and by crying the whole thing, mashek and shnei lechem, nothing is burnt. As more mistavr said, the minchas kanim should be in the shraba, and being loitzi, shnei lechem. So, Mr. Adabab, just the opposite. I can tell you stories.